Hello everyone, this is Andrea Dumbecki and this is Angel Life Makeover. You can reach me at angelfairyhealing.com. Today I will be talking about entering the fairy realm. I love to work with the fairies. I think they have magical messages and energy for us, and they are powerful teachers. And when I start to work with the fairies and awaken the nature magic around me, opening my awareness to the subtle realms of nature, amazing things happen. If you live in the Vancouver, Washington area, I do local monthly Enter the Fairy Realm meditations. And I'm also having a special event online this Friday, October 28th, 2016, and it's a donation-only event, and it's a fundraiser for my fairy art school, and we will be doing an online Enter the Fairy Realm group. So I wanted to give you guys a little sample of what I mean by entering the fairy realm and working with the fairies. And first I would like to do a little exercise to connect with the fairies. So I'd like you to let go of your mind. Open your heart, drop into your spirit, and take a deep breath. And together we are going to focus on connecting with the fairies. The fairies are all around us. The realm of nature is all around us. And let us open our heart and spirit to their messages, to their existence. They are on a slightly higher dimension, so we can communicate with them and see them and hear them when we raise our frequency, when we are relaxed and focused. I also find it's good to develop a relationship with the fairies through love. So send us a wave of love to the fairies. They are very sensitive beings and they feel the intention of your energy. They are very empathic. And you'll notice when you start to connect with the fairies, you may feel body feelings right away. You may feel waves of energy, happiness, a lightness. And we all have different ways of connecting with the fairies. We can use all of the ways, and some of us are strong in different ways. So the first way that we communicate with the fairies is through inner sight. You can see the fairies with your physical eyes. Some people do. I do on and off. But I always consistently can see them in my mind's eye. If I go to a new forest or if I'm doing a fairy meditation, I will close my eyes and ask to connect with the fairies and I will get visions of them right away. But it does take practice. I am a lifelong clairvoyant and artist, so I am naturally more experienced in inner sight. The second way that we connect with the fairies is through hearing. Maybe you hear the messages of the fairies in your head when you ask them questions, when you go to a new park. And a lot of us are naturally listening to the fairies whether we know it or not. You know, maybe you get an urge to do something special for your pet or to clean the forest by you or visit the forest by you. Most likely the fairies are actually communicating with you already, but you may not know it consciously. And the third way that we connect with the fairies is through our empathic senses, which means our energy body. Maybe you'll feel waves of excitement or peace or passion when you get certain ideas or you visit certain places in nature or connect with animals. That's the third way that we connect with the fairies is through feeling. We can feel their energy. We can feel their intentions. We can feel their messages on a deep spiritual and physical level. So those are the three ways that we connect with the fairies, and let's practice connecting with the fairies now. So take a deep breath, and I'd like you to hold out your hand and just imagine that a fairy is coming to visit you, and it's in your hands, and just pay attention to what this fairy looks like. Ask it if it has a name, and notice how you feel and how it makes you feel. So take a deep breath and just hold out your hand and connect with the fairies and see what fairy would like to come visit you and sit in your hand. I see a little white fairy, kind of looks like a ballerina, glowing. She's in my hand right now and she is all about luxury and dancing and joy. And I think she has some messages for me about making fairy gatherings. Actually, she told me to have a fairy ball, which is an idea I've never really had, so that's kind of exciting. Maybe like a dress-up fairy ball. So let's just take a little while to tune into the fairy that is visiting you in your hand. And remember that this takes practice and concentration. I also find it's easier to connect with the fairies if you're alone, if you're listening to soothing music, and also if your mind is free from stress and distraction. So breath helps with that. When we breathe, we actually slow down our thoughts and oxygenate our brain, making us calmer. So practice communicating with the fairies. And now I would like to give you guys some fairy attunements. We're going to awaken our energy to the fairy realm. If you choose, say yes and set that intention that you would like to open the gates to the fairy realm, enter the fairy realm, and open the gates of nature. I also feel a lot of trees and plants. And let's see what's happening now. The tree network would like to connect with us, the butterflies, the flowers. And let's take a quick tour of fairyland and see what messages and visions we get. I feel a lot of people out there working with animals. The fairies are very close with the animals. They help you with your own pets or any service you offer to the animals in your life. I see lots of cats and dogs. I'm also seeing the other little animals that may live around your house. Maybe squirrels or chipmunks or birds. Pay attention to all of them. They are all fairy blessed. Bunnies, caterpillars, spiders. Pay close attention to all of the little creatures that you see on a regular basis. They are part of the fairy kingdom, connected to the fairy kingdom, friends of the fairy kingdom, and sometimes they are even fairies. Fairies like to shapeshift and even ride these little animals. So pay attention to these little things around you in your life, these synchronicities, and we're opening the way now to the magic of the fairy realm. The fairies want to give us a magical life attunement and bless all areas of our life. Bless our everyday life, our chores, our work, our service to the world, all those little things, those little simple things, bringing joy to those things. And number two, they would like us to help us feel happy in our body, empowered on earth, playful, have fun friends, enjoy life, and bring up that inner child happiness. They would also like to strengthen our life purpose, our ability to bring change and happiness to the world. The fairies would also like me to share with you in an earth blessing. They say humans and fairies can work together to bless the earth, to bring about positive change, environmental change. Our prayers and intentions work. So let's connect with the fairies and the plants all over the planet now and send blessings of love to Mother Earth and opening the gateway for positive change, for more human and fairy communication, and more respect for nature. All kinds of positive change, or bringing that into the collective consciousness. Take a deep breath and see that happening, seeing the vibration of the earth lifting. And one last thing the fairies would like to help us with is our feeling magic in our life on an everyday basis, being in tune with the magic of the universe. Maybe you've been bogged down by stress or worry, and the fairies really want to help us to lighten up and bring magic into our lives, and they want to give us ideas. They may give you ideas for parties, gatherings, fun trips to take, fun things to do with your children. They're just kind of giving us like all kinds of creative ideas. Maybe it's cooking, craft projects. All ways that you can enjoy your life and bring fun into your world. They're giving us a little energy healing on letting go of stress and bringing in fun and hope for the future, to create a beautiful home for ourselves on earth and to really bless the planet and work together with the fairy realm. They'd also like to remind everyone to be open to the plants and trees around you. They are all loving you and giving you messages. And if you walk by a tree or a plant, tune into the spirit of that. Send that plant a loving energy. They love energy. Plants and trees are very receptive. I find when I send love to the forest by me, it seems to glow more. Or my garden also gets very healthy when I send love to it regularly and I listen to it regularly. So listen to the nature around you. That also includes the food you eat. And the plants that you grow and the plants in your house and all of those kind of fairy things in our life. And so remember to connect with the fairies regularly, meditate with them, and know they are a beautiful untapped resource for us. Nature magic is the missing link in our lives. I think we naturally grew up with it as children. I know I played outside a lot and I enjoyed nature, but we kind of lose that as an adult. And I make it a priority in my life to walk in the forest and really enjoy nature because it's really part of us. It's so important for us to make that part of our physical well-being and emotional well-being. Okay, so this is Andrea Dembecki. I am an angel healer and fairy healer. You can reach me at angelfairyhealing.com. If you live in the Vancouver, Washington area, please join me for the Enter the Fairy Realm guided meditation at Ayubella. You can find more information at angelfairyhealing.com on the events page or at ayubella.com. I'm also offering an online version of this class for those of you that do not live locally, and that will be October 28th, 2016, and we'll be diving deeper into the fairy realm. I'll be doing a long guided meditation to open up the different areas of the fairy realm to us and download lots of healing energy and messages from the fairies. I'm excited about that. That's this Friday night, and that class is by donation. And you can find information about that on angelfairyhealing.com on the events page. Have a fairy blessed day. This is Andrea Dembecki.